Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, nothing to report, Captain.
The family of Babita Deokaran thanked the media for their continued support in following up on her assassination. Deokaran was a senior official in the Gauteng Health Department when she was shot and killed in 2021 after flagging irregular tenders worth 850 million rand at the Tembisa Hospital. President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended the cost of presidential imbizos, saying it's money well spent. Ramaphosa addressed the Ekurhuleni community at the inaugural presidential imbizo for the 7th administration today. And the Italian Coast Guard has discovered the body of the final person missing from the superyacht that sank off the coast in Sicily on Monday. The 18-year-old Hannah Lynch, the daughter of British tech tycoon Mike Lynch, was the only person still unaccounted for. Now for the latest business news. Asian and European stock markets mostly rose today, hours before a much-anticipated speech by US Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell that could shed more light on expected interest rate cuts. The dollar fell against other major currencies, including the yen. Nestle shares fell after the surprise departure of Chief Executive Mark Schneider, which followed slowing sales growth and bad headlines at the Swiss food group. The company announced after markets closed that he would step down on the 1st of September. And locally, the Institute of Race Relations is urging government to cut VAT from 15 to 11.5% to ease financial pressure on consumers. Here's the Institute's Grabel Kraus.
Cutting the rate from 15% to 11.5% would leave 100 billion rand in the pockets of ordinary South Africans, stimulating the economy, making it easier to make ends meet. And this could be paid for by implementing the Zonda Report advice to shift to a maximum value for money system in the government tender system.
A dollar's trading at 17 Rand 94, euro at 19 Rand 94, and a pound at 23 Rand 54 cents. Gold's trading at 2,558 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September. I'll be back with more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Now they're re-energized after a successful tour down under. An assistant coach from Zondile Stick says that his Springbok side are mentally and physically prepared to lock horns with All Blacks in the country. The world champions are in Johannesburg after a two-day break following their return from Australia, where they back-to-back victories with bonus points as well. Stick said their focus now for the next 9 days was solely on producing the best quality rugby that they could and looking to build on the encouraging start to the competition. Switching codes now to the Proteas. Well, they take on the West Indies in the first T20 International at the Brian Lara Cricket Academy. Now, the wicket was dismal at the World Cup, and the Proteas are hoping for a more even contest between bat and ball this time around. Skipper Aidan Markram is excited to see what the youngsters can bring to the party.
It's going to be exciting for us to see how they go about their business. Like I mentioned earlier, they all bring a unique sort of new energy to the camp, and the guys that are playing all formats, it's nice to bounce off their energy. So it's pretty much trusting them with what works for them.
That match between South Africa and the West Indies starts at 9 o'clock, and there is some cricket on the go at the moment with England taking on Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka in their second innings are at 148 for 4 after being bowled out for 236 in the first innings and bowling out England for 358. That means they've got a slender lead of 26, so essentially 26 for 4 in these second innings. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Joe Mann, what is on the agenda for the weekend?
Well, the agenda is just tonight. The rest of the weekend I'm going to be chilling, but I'm going to be out at Greenhouse in Hatfield from 9 o'clock. So getting the party started there.
Lekker. Niri Novik, Joe.
Cheers, guys.
This is Pick and Mix. The music you love. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Every day between 6:30 and 7, we get into our pick a mix. We choose a theme and we mix about four.